Yeah, we were talking about parts of the body yesterday, and I was asking if you'd ever heard this part call anything, right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And you said you hadn't heard anybody call that their hunkers. Squat down on your hunkers. Hadn't heard that. Okay. What about this expression? Say if, talking about somebody who's been real sick, you might say about him, well, he's been, so-and-so's been sick. He's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit...
beat out, something like that.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say he looked kind of peaked?
Yeah. I like that.
Can you say that for me?
Peaked.
Yeah. Okay. Alright. What about this expression? Say if a man is able to lift very heavy weights, you say he's mighty what?
Strong.
Okay. Or say if somebody always goes around with a big smile on his face and he's always got something nice to say about everybody, you might say he's really...
happy or something like that.
Okay. What about good-natured or...
Mm.
You say that then?
Good-natured.
Okay. What about sometimes when boys get to be about your age, they kind of go through this stage of stumbling over things and tripping over their own feet and all that kind of stuff? You'd say he's mighty what?
Clumsy.
Yeah. Okay. Alright. What about somebody who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You might know somebody like that. What would you say? You'd say he's just what?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Strange. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Have you ever heard people say, well, he's just plain fool?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that before.
Would that be a pretty strong thing to say about somebody? You call somebody a fool?
Yeah.
Probably make them mad.
Yeah. I guess so.
Has anybody ever told you to kind of watch that? Good idea not to say that word?
Yeah. Mom has.
Can you say it, Mom?
What, fool?
Yeah. Okay. What about somebody who has a lot of money, who likes to hang on to it? He doesn't like to spend it. What would you call him? So he's just an old... He has a lot of money, but he doesn't like to spend it. He likes to hang on to it.
I can't think of that word. What's the word?
You think trying to think of tightwad or something like that?
Yeah, if that was a word, I'm going to read in a book.
Miser?
Yeah, miser.
Would you ever say, well, could you say tightwad there? Have you heard
that? Tightwad, yeah.
Okay. What about if I said something like, if I was talking about a girl, and I said, well, she's just as common as she can be. What would that mean to you? Would that be something good or something bad or what?
You could say she homely.
Just homely? Kind of plain?
Yeah.
If she's common?
Yeah.
Is that necessarily a bad thing to say?
Not really. If it's the truth. No. That is the best thing to say.
Okay. What about a person who's kind of old, maybe in his 90s, who's still able to take care of himself?
Mm-hmm.
You might say, well, I don't care how old old so-and-so is. He's still mighty...
perky.
Okay. What if